Welcome to the I Have Rights podcast, the podcast where you can listen to unfiltered conversations and great poetry every week. Be sure to tune in weekly and join in on conversations about any and everything. And as always, before you go, you'll hear an original poem written by yours truly, Candace Lee. Hello, everybody. I am here. I made it. I'm back. I know last week I was not here. I didn't put out an episode last week. And if I'm being completely honest with you all, I didn't think anybody would notice. You know, like last week, there was a lot of things going on, good things, but it was just a lot. There was a lot of moving around, a lot of things that had to get done. And in true Candace form, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to record a podcast this week. Nobody's going to notice. But you know what? That didn't happen the way I thought it would. A couple of people actually noticed that an episode did not go live last week. And one of my cousins actually texted me and she was like, hey, Cam, you know, where's the podcast this week? And I was like, oh, shit. You know, damn, somebody noticed, you know, so welcome back to the I Have Rights podcast where accountability does matter. And you know what, though, I thank her, Tish, I thank you for calling me out on my bullshit and letting me know that, you know what, this is something you love, because it is. This is something I really do enjoy doing. And you know how we can all be our worst critic. I was my worst critic in that moment last week because I was like, you know what? Nobody's really listening to me anyway. Nobody's going to miss me. And I shouldn't have been so hard on myself because, as we know, when you're passionate about something, or maybe it's just a me thing. I don't know if anybody else thinks this way, but doing something I'm passionate about, if I can only reach one person, then for me, I feel like I've done something good. And that one person reached out to me. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, I can rearrange some things to where I'm not so overwhelmed, to where I'm not skipping out on things that I really actually love to do and that people love hearing me do. You know, so I've reevaluated some things. I am trying to be more organized. I'm not gonna promise anything on that aspect because, man, organization is not my strong suit. I'm gonna be quite honest there. So I'm back. We're here. It's a brand new week. We're gonna talk a little bit about last week and all the things that have been happening. Trying to think other things because it's been a little minute. Catch up on some stuff. Oh, I finished Pretty Little Liars and I don't even want to get into a big conversation about it because I was so disappointed with how it ended. It almost made me feel like maybe I did finish watching this and I was just so pissed off about how it ended. I pushed it out of my brain. That could very well be a scenario, but I was really hurt at the way they ended that show. I felt like I had given so much of my time only for it to end the way it ended. And I'm not going to spoil anything because I know there were a couple of people who actually started watching this series because of how I was describing it. And now I feel, you know what, just keep watching it because everybody has a different perspective. Everybody, you know, so watch it, continue watching it. Just for me, I was let down. So last week, there was a theme for last week. It was a good theme, though. It was the theme of celebration. And not just celebrating me. It started off as celebration for me. Well, actually, it started off as celebration for my 13-year-old godchild. Happy belated birthday once again, Safira Sterling. Nanny loves you. So it started off as a celebration for her, and it really just trickled into the entire week, which I'm okay with, you know, because we all need to be celebrated every now and then. And I think why I latched on to the theme of celebration is a lot of the times when somebody passes away and there's a celebration of their life, I just started thinking, well, there's nothing wrong with that. And I want that to be done for me as well. Please celebrate me when I die. But I also just really sat down one day and I was thinking, I would also like to be celebrated while I'm here. And I would also like to celebrate the people I love and that are in my life while they are here, because I want them to know, you know, that I love you and you are very special to me. And I'm so proud of the things that you are doing and everything that you're accomplishing. So I wanted that to be a theme, and I'll get more into how I did that. I'll start off a little bit. So about my celebration and my godchild celebration, which had a spinoff into a celebration for me. So one of my godchildren, Safira, turned 13 last month, and she had a celebration in Baton Rouge, and I went. I left the confines of my home and I traveled. Granted, it was like, it's only an hour away, but still, for me, in my mind, I felt like I had just traveled to Dubai, because I have been stuck inside for quite some time. And I was proud of myself. So yes, I went there to celebrate her, but I also mini celebrated me in my mobility. I'm moving a lot better, so I'm able to do a little bit more. I sat and watched people bowl. I didn't just sit and watch people bowl. I actually, with my walker, walked up to the lane, and because I can't use my walker and bowl at the same time, I put the bowling ball. I have this little cute little cart on the front of my walker, you know, because if you're going to have a walker, why not make it, you know, chic? So I set the bowling ball in my little basket. Shout out to that basket, because that bowling ball was heavy. And I walked up to the lane, did not pass a little line because we don't need any more falls. And I bowled. It wasn't such a great bowl, but that's not the point. I did it. And that's what I was celebrating. I was very happy. By the time we got back home, which we spent the weekend out there, Saturday and Sunday, and I got back home and I just kind of reveled. You know, I was just, I'm doing it again. It was beautiful. And for someone like me who didn't travel much even before this accident happened, I was really proud of myself. And at that point, I was like, you know what? We're going to keep this theme for this week going. And I want to celebrate not only myself and getting out there and enjoying my time with my godchild and my family, but now I want to celebrate everybody else, because that little glimpse of that celebration that I had with my family and my godchild, those are the memories I want to continue making with my friends, with my family, my loved ones, everybody who means just the world to me. I want us to celebrate each other and make these memories while we're alive, while we can sit back on a Friday night with a drink in our hands or whatever and think about these memories, laugh about these memories. You know, that's, yeah, I'm quite sentimental in that way, if you didn't know. So like I said, it's not just me that I've been celebrating. I think it's incredibly important to celebrate others while they are here. And like I said, again, I want the people I know and the people I love to hear me celebrate them while they are here. So what I did, before I get into that, I know I spoke a little bit just a minute ago about my mobility, and I want to give a quick update because you guys have been following along this journey with me. I've talked about it quite a bit, and not to get too deep into it, but every once in a while, my physical therapist will measure the angle of which my knee can bend. And for a while, it was tough to get to like 30 degrees. It was really tough. And then I had that surgery that I told you all about, the manipulation under anesthesia. And there was an improvement. We were like at 52, 53 degrees. And now they don't measure me often because I've communicated to them and they've also communicated to me. People will tend to obsess about the numbers, which is exactly what I would do. So for that, I'm thankful that they don't measure me, you know, every day that I go, because I would really focus on why hasn't it improved a lot? You know, why am I going backwards? So forth and so on. So for a while, we were at the measurement 52, 53-ish degrees, and that's what it had been. Well, last week, it was time to do another measurement, and guess what it was? Drum roll, please. It was 66 degrees, guys. 66 degrees. And when she said it, I actually looked down at her, and I said, whose knee has been at 66 degrees? And she was like, you. And that's another reason I really enjoy the space between the measurements, because you're able to get, you know, like, wow, I've been putting in some work. I've been doing, you know, all that I can think of to help this bend in my knee get as best as it can to get back to normal. And it paid off. It definitely paid off in that moment. And I cannot think of the word that I am trying to say. I am certain that's not the word I was thinking of, but it means the same thing. I am certain that if I continue to think in this positive way, that it will only get better. And actually, since all that happened, I have gotten this machine. It's called a CPM machine because it gives you continuous passive motion. And it's a machine that I put my leg in and it bends it. You know, it comes with a little tablet and you put what degree you want it to bend your knee to. And it's tough. I mean, I have to do 4 hours a day, and I've broken it down into two times a day, 2 hours per time. And every time I'm done, I feel like I've had a physical therapy session. I mean, it is not easy, but I know it's only going to help me. So I just, you know, tough through it. I'm a tough girl. So that's the update with my leg. It's getting a lot better. I'm moving a lot better. I walk a little faster with my walker. And the hope is, I'm hoping to soon to be able to upgrade to a cane. You know, I never thought I'd be saying that I want a cane, but it's less than a walker. And I think that if I continue on this path, I could maybe get rid of this walker and have a nice little cane, or maybe even crutches. I don't know. I'll ask my therapist. So that's the update on me. Things are getting better. My mobility is increasing. I'm happy about it. I celebrated it. I'm going to continue to celebrate it because it's something worth celebrating, you know? So enough about me and enough about celebrating me. And so, like I said, I wanted to celebrate other people too. So what I did was I created this post on my Facebook, and I started tagging a bunch of people, random people, just literally as I was sitting there, whoever popped up, and I was like, okay, tag them, and I'm going to let them know how much they mean to me, and then I want to celebrate them because they deserve to be celebrated. And, you know, I felt that they should know that they are such incredible people, and they have all conquered so much in their own unique and special way. They needed to just know how much of an impact they have on this world. And I also wanted to send the message that this world would truly not be the world it is without their presence in it. And I wanted them to know that. So in doing this, in tagging these different people and letting them know just how much I love them and how beautiful they are inside and out, I started to see like a little trend start to happen. And it was actually quite beautiful. So one of my friends, before I could actually tag her and celebrate her, she tagged herself, or she commented herself, and she celebrated herself. And I thought it was so beautiful, because I felt like it was a message that needed to be sent, that we should all celebrate ourselves every now and then. No matter what, you know, is going on, you deserve to shout yourself out. And she was just talking about having breakthroughs with her life coach and how she's emerging into this confident and beautiful woman, who I knew she was all along, by the way. But it was really incredible to see her celebrate herself and be proud of the hurdles she's gotten over. And I just want to let her know, Talisa, you are an incredible woman, and I could not be more proud of you. I really couldn't. You're doing the damn thing. And I am, as you say, your cheerleader. I am cheering you on, and I love you. And then something else that happened after, so I would tag people and they would read it. And what was happening was, after they would like thank me and mention that this was something that they really needed to read and they were thankful for it, they started tagging people that weren't even my friends, but the post was public, so anybody could read it. And so they started tagging other people. And you know what it reminded me of? You ever go to CC's Coffee and you pay for somebody's coffee, and then they get to the window and then they tell them somebody pay for your coffee, and then they're like, oh, well, then I'll pay for the person behind me, so forth and so on. It was like this joy that just took over, and it just kept going and going. And it was so much. And I was seeing the people I tagged who they tagged, and they would come to the post and be like, oh, thank you so much. And this is so beautiful. And that did it for me. I don't know about you, but it did it for me. You know, it was just such a beautiful thing that was transpiring. And it's actually still, well, of course, it's still up. I'm not going to take it down. And if you want to continue the theme from last week and you want to celebrate someone, by all means, find me on Facebook. I'm Candice Lee, CandiceLeigh. And I would just scroll down. Maybe I can share it again, and that way it'll go to the top of my profile. But I would definitely tag someone you love. Hell, tag yourself. It doesn't matter. Celebrate yourself. Don't be afraid to celebrate yourself. And definitely don't be afraid to celebrate the people you love, especially while they are here to hear it. You know what I'm saying? I think that's really important to do. So another thing I did this week, in the same type of, you know, category, I started this thing, or started thinking about, what is something, or what is a message? You ever just think, maybe as you're raising your own children, or you are around your nieces or nephews, and you just start thinking about yourself at that age? And, you know, there's a popular saying that I just want to be the person for others that I needed when I was younger. And it really made me think, like, man, what would I tell a young Candace? And then I was interested in what other people would tell their younger selves. And there was a point to that, though, because I felt like, if I could get enough people to just think about what they would tell a younger them, they could pass on that knowledge to their children, their daughters, their sons, their nieces, their nephews, their cousins, whoever they know and love and maybe struggling at the same age we struggled through, you know? So not only is it something we can think about if we ever got the chance to travel back into a moment and share some things with that younger version of ourselves who was struggling, but also you can help out a loved one who may be struggling at that same age, you know? So on Instagram, this is a different social media platform, I created a post, and it's called The Chain Letter. Because, like I said, my hope was to create this very long letter that was chained together with everyone's message to their younger selves. I definitely think you should check it out if you get a chance. I'm on Instagram at ihave_rights, W-R-I-T-E-S. Again, that's ihave_rights. And it's still fairly new, but even if you have to scroll down a little bit, it's a letter and it has the chain letter at the top. And to be quite honest, reading the messages is very inspiring. It leaves you with no other option but to be like, you know what? What would I tell myself? Or what message would I love to give my daughter or my son who will one day be the age where I struggled? And reading through those messages was beautiful. And it made me very glad that I did it, that it was something that I started. And what I'm going to do, instead of reading a poem this week, I'm going to read you a couple of the messages that were left on the post because they're just so beautiful. And then, of course, I'm going to read mine. And again, I definitely encourage you, even if you don't want to post it, you don't have to put it on the internet, on social media, if you don't want to. But I definitely think, you know, if you get a free moment, you're alone, you're thinking, what would you tell yourself? What would you tell a younger you? Or even think about maybe an age when you struggled with a lot of things and your children or people you love, or your younger cousins, your nieces, your nephews, they're going to be that age once. Think about what you would tell them, what you wanted to be told at that same age, something that would have helped you get through it. I think that's a beautiful thing. So a couple of them, like I said, at Tisha_Rochelle says, oh goodness. I tell her how beautiful she really is. Sis, you are not fat. Stop it. You can handle everything thrown your way. You are more than enough. Don't walk through life in fear. Let them hear every step, every word, loudly and boldly. Wear your crown and keep your head high. I love you, and you are truly the most important person to me. Add Tori Wag says, what I'd give to hold her hand and tell her, you don't always have to be brave. You're allowed to cry and scream and make a scene. Live outside the box, color over the edges. Laugh more and loudly. Sing even when it's out of tune. Say what you think even if others disagree. Practice saying no over and over until it feels as pretty in your mouth as of course. Let yourself take up all the space sometimes. That power you feel, do not be afraid of it. It belongs to you and is here to do amazing good things if you just believe you're strong enough to wield it. But most of all, you can trust that you are loved. Lean into it. Let it all go. Because there are a few special souls in this world just waiting to meet your heart, and they will hold it with such tenderness and care that you'll never feel alone again. That was so beautiful. And at ihave_rights, that's me, this is what I had to say. So many things I tell a little me. There are so many things I know she needs to hear. I start with, I love you. I didn't tell you that enough or that you're beautiful. Instead, I had you believing that you had to hear those words from the mouths of others just to believe it was true. Silly me. I'd let her know that she's a survivor, so that when her heart broke for the first time, she'd know that she survived and that the tears wouldn't last forever. I'd tell her to laugh more, love harder, and don't be afraid to follow the dreams that she dreams. Most of all, I'd tell her that there's nothing wrong with being exactly who she is, even if no one else agreed. And, you know, I really wish I could sit here and read them all to you, but there's quite a few and they're pretty lengthy, and I also just want you to go there and read them because they're absolutely beautiful. And most of all, I'd love for you to read them and be inspired to think about what you tell a younger you, because I think everybody should think about it every once in a while. And yeah, that will wrap up this episode. It's of course been another episode of the I Have Rights podcast, where your rights will always be yours, and most importantly, they will never be silenced. Love y'all. Bye, guys.